With the state tournaments starting today, let's take a look at the Nottoway Valley Wolverines, who are ready to get out and wrestle with five state qualifiers. Ty Strode at 120 has jumped into his first time at this state meet for the Wolverines, while he has bounced back and forth at the 120 to 130 weight class. Kian Stevie at 126 is leaping back to the state tournament alongside Carmine Shaw at 144, who is also returning back to Des Moines.
Yeah, you know, Saturday our district tournament was in Truro at I-35, and we qualified five guys onto the state tournament. We had a couple, you know, real close heartbreakers. Either way, we wrestled extremely well, moved some guys around, did some different things, and got five guys through. So we got Ty Strode at 120 pounds. He was a district runner-up getting through. He'll be a first-time qualifier. Ty's had an extremely good season. He's bounced back between 113 and 120. Kian Stevie at 126. Again, he finishes district runner-up. 126 behind Braden Sheffers from Southeast Warren, who's a very tough kid. Kian's a second-time state qualifier going in. He's had the experience, so him to do big things this week at the state tournament. And then 144, we had three district champs to follow those two runner-ups. 144 was Carmine Shaw. Carmine's a senior, has had a very successful year. He's going back to state again for the second year in a row. So we'll go into Wednesday with a decent seed and chance to win a match or two, and hopefully put himself in a place to get on the podium.
Two of Nottoway Valley's state-bound athletes currently sit at 43-2 overall heading into the tournament. Those two are Ashton Honnold and Trent Warner, who have broken multiple career records and team records this season. They're both returning to Des Moines for the state tournament, but this time, they believe that they are the top two wrestlers in the meet.
Those two kids know that they're two of the top kids in the state at their weight class. Regardless of what rankings say or other people say, you know, we preach that in their head, and that's kind of the belief that they have within themselves. So, anytime you get that seed or that ranking, that is a boost of confidence. That's saying that other people are recognizing what you're capable of as well. It's kind of the total package. You got to believe it. Your coaches got to believe it. Now when any of those outside people obviously are seeing it and believing it, that kind of just helps as you go into things. Plus, both of those guys got experience. You know, they both were at the state meet last year. Ashton Playson, Trent Fallon, just a little shy. They both wrestled in a huge tournament up in Fargo, North Dakota this summer, to get some exposure on the national scene. So they're no stranger to the big matches and the big meets. And you know, I think they're going to really come in and have something to prove and go in and prove it.
Nottoway Valley is going to continue rolling with their success from the regular season. The Wolverines had a send-off this morning for the wrestlers as they take today to practice in Wells Fargo for the first round of wrestling action at 6 o'clock.
Nice little send-off here at the school. Watch a little wrestling, get a workout in. They're at Wells Fargo on Wednesday afternoon, and then, prep ourselves for weigh-ins at 4 o'clock Wednesday night, and then put on a show Wednesday evening in Wells Fargo. So that's kind of where things sit. But yeah, as you said, you know, the hay is in the barn. We're not going to change anything now. We're just going to keep rolling with what's been working and hone the skills that we've already got in place.
The Wolverines bring five qualifiers to the state tournament alongside multiple local teams from the Southwest Iowa region to today's high school state tournament in Des Moines. Class 2A will start at 9 a.m., followed by 3A at 1:30 p.m., and 1A at 6 p.m. I'm Zach Callens reporting.